And I am delighted now to be joined on the line by Conor Culkin. He's the Communications Officer with Focus Ireland. And he's joining me this morning to talk to me about their five-point plan that they have just launched there a few days ago. On the 1st of March, I believe, they launched a five-point plan to tackle the housing and homelessness. And there are four young Focus Ireland volunteers who are standing up in solidarity with over 3,500 children who are homeless in Ireland. It's absolutely just awful when you hear that number. And it is just lovely to hear about the four young volunteers. They're just so good and what they're doing. So, hi, Conor. How are you? Tell us all about this.
Yeah, so I'm pleased that you mentioned the young volunteers because I think while there's so much doom and gloom in relation to the homeless and housing crisis, I think what causes a lot of room for optimism, particularly among people like myself and everybody who cares deeply about this crisis, is that there are so many young children, as we went and saw, Focus Ireland saw last Sunday when we launched this. We got four of some of our youngest volunteers. They included a little girl called Ava, who was 11 years of age, and she spoke very impassionately and articulately in relation to homelessness and housing crisis. So while we do have an awful situation at the moment with over 3,500 children homeless, over 10,000 people in emergency accommodation, what does cause lots of optimism is the fact that so many, not just people of a young age, but people of the youngest age care deeply about this crisis. So as we have seen in recent months with lots of young people caring deeply, for example, about the climate change crisis, there are lots of similarly young children who care deeply about homelessness and housing. So what I feel this means is that our politicians who are currently negotiating at the moment cannot ignore this issue. They are going to have to make sure that it is the number one priority. And that is why I feel that although we will not probably begin to see the homeless and housing crisis improve within the next 6 months to a year, I think in the medium to long term, I would be optimistic that we will begin to see these homeless figures go down. And hopefully, fingers crossed, from a housing point of view, we will begin to see more affordable housing and more social housing being built. So I just thought I'd start the interview off there with a positive note, because lots of people rightly are negative in relation to homelessness and housing crisis, because it is a crisis. But this is why we felt that having an opportunity to get the young people to voice their concerns is quite uplifting in a way, to see so many great young people such as Ava, such as there's a young 13-year-old John called Sam as well, and he stood outside and they really voiced their concerns. Mm. And, you know, it's really, I think that there is cause for hope in that sense.
There is, yes. I mean, when you see there's Ava is only 11 and her sister Tegan, she's 9. Mm. And as you say there, you mentioned Sam Kelly, who's 13. But I mean, Josh Kelly, his cousin, is 17 and spoke so eloquently and put it across so well that you know, they would put the politicians to shame with the way they delivered their message to the Dáil. And this happened, did they stand outside the Dáil buildings?
Yeah, obviously we couldn't obviously do it during the week when they were at school, so we did it on Sunday, and it was more of a case of getting a bit of attention, certainly from the media. And it's great that I'm being interviewed now, and we've had some good attention on it. But basically, I mean, the 5-point plan is something that we at Focus Ireland have been talking about for a number of months now, particularly in the lead up to the election. And I suppose some of the most important elements of the 5-point plan, lots of politicians and candidates in the last election talked about homes being built. We, Focus Ireland, believes, and one of the parts of the 5-point plan is that we need a minimum of 35,000 homes being built a year. That's extremely important because there is just not enough homes being built in relation to social housing, but also affordable housing as well. we need to put specific strategies in place in order to tackle the crisis, both from the family homeless point of view. We have nearly 2,000 families who are homeless, but also for a lot of the people of the younger generation. So we're talking people 18 to 24 year olds who might often be the hidden homeless. A couple of other elements of our five-point plan is that we really want to see a referendum on the right to housing. So when you look at other countries, such as Finland, for example, they have it enshrined in their constitution in relation that every individual has a right to their privacy. So we want something similar, where there is something in the constitution to say everybody has a right to a home. And also another part of the five-point plan is this is more of a long-term aim. We want a commission on housing set up. So what that is that political parties from all backgrounds and experts on housing and homelessness will come together and almost form this group. And it's been, in many ways, it's being compared to the Sláintecare care model in relation to Irish healthcare. So this means that whatever party, whatever politician, you have a plan, you have a blueprint in place. So this means no matter what government comes into place, that there will be a long-term plan. Because one of the reasons why we have such a bad housing and homeless crisis at the moment, one of the many reasons, is because there has been bad, awful planning in relation to housing. And this means if a commission is set up, that long-term it would be better for everybody. So, yes, we launched this five-point plan. Already we're seeing lots of different... We've been given assurances from different political parties that they will take a lot of these recommendations on board. Hopefully they will stick to their promises. But at the moment, as we all know, we're 26 days from the election and there's still a negotiation process in place. But it's up to Focus Ireland to try and put as much pressure on all of the TDs and all of the parties to deliver on homeless and housing, because it's been absolutely sure that in the last election we have seen that it was one of the number one issues, and the public want this tackled and they want this issue to be sorted.
Definitely. I mean, we talk about it, oh gosh, nearly on a weekly basis here on the radio, and I have spoken with Brian McLaughlin from Inner City Homeless on many occasions. We actually have Anthony Flynn on later in the show, but that's with regards to a charity football match that they're going to be doing for helping the homeless. But I mean, I did a programme, as I say, with Brian McLaughlin last year, and it was about the effects that this homelessness, the crisis, and people in B&Bs and all of this is having on, you know, hurting children and stopping their growth and their mental health and all of these things. And to have these young children come out and state these facts to the grown-ups, you know, it's very... I don't know. It's uplifting to see that the children are there and getting involved. But we should all have that heart. We should all see that this is what needs to be done and get down there. And as you say, they need to have something that's joining the dots, something in place that then, as governments come and go, they can come in and carry on with the blueprint print that's been laid down. Right, what's to happen next? That it's kind of a forward thinking, which is a lot of our governments haven't had in many of the things they're dealing with. It's a sad state of affairs. So you're going, you've launched this, you went and you spoke on the Dáil on the 1st of March. Was this when you set up this five-point? Yes.
And almost since the election, and even before the election, Focus Ireland has been putting these points to all of the different political parties. And we are, I suppose, one of the aims before, in the lead up to the election, was trying to put it in there. You know, each political party has a manifesto, and we've had lots of success from different political parties, you know, putting it in their manifesto, particularly in relation to the Commission on Housing, the referendum on the right to housing, and other issues as well. But obviously, we have a very fractured party political system, So the challenge is that whoever will form the next government, that we will make sure that these priorities, these points are put in place. So what Focus Ireland is optimistic because the public really, as I said, got behind this housing and homeless issue. And all of the parties now realise that. And I think whoever is the Taoiseach, whoever is the Minister for Housing next, they know that if they do not deliver on building affordable homes, building social housing, reducing the homeless figures, that by the time the next election comes around, they're going to be in trouble and they're going to have a situation where the electorate will say, you said you'd fix this problem. These are the facts. These are the numbers. This is the reality. It's not getting any better. So all of the politicians know that this is a real core issue that they need to solve. And this is what gives us hope here at Focus Ireland. And I think what I would say to your listeners is that voters have been fantastic in giving their voice to the crisis, asking politicians, asking candidates, what are they going to do to fix this homeless and housing crisis? And I would encourage all of your listeners to keep the conversation going among their friends and family, and obviously among politicians. We need to keep this as a core issue. And if we can do that, then the politicians cannot ignore it, and hopefully they can deliver many of these points and deliver affordable homes, and most importantly, ultimately, we want to try and end homelessness, but first and foremost, we want to try and end the awful number of over 3,500 children who are homeless.
Definitely. Well, we leave it at that. Thank you so much, Conor, and hopefully they do take into consideration your five-point plan, which sounds, you know, it sounds easy, doesn't it? This is just common sense, but they haven't put these things in place. And this election has shown that people did. They voted and they went out and showed that they're not taking it anymore.
Yes, absolutely. And fingers crossed for the future.
Fingers crossed, yes. Hopefully we'll talk to you again and it'll be a more positive thing, Conor. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me.
Bye-bye.
Conor Culkin there.